Team Moto Motorcycles, full of Christmas presents riders really want.
Yeah, we're going to rethink Schoolie of the Year, guys. We awarded it to a charming young man who was on the Gold Coast, probably one of Robin's son's mates, but we overlooked the people.
I'd be proud.
Well, you should be. They overlooked the people that go to Bali, which is what I did. I went to Bali all those years ago.
Jeez, it must have been a loose operation. I saw some of the footage last night. There's not a lot of policing going on.
And mate, this is back in the day too. There was police. What are you talking about? Yeah. I don't remember seeing one. I don't remember seeing much. But the point is that they're out there now. What I'd like to do is that we've got heaps of stuff for my prize sack. So what I'd like is, because it's hard for us to judge, so I want to get a one-person jury. It's what we call a North Korean jury. One person on it, and the answer is always guilty. So if you would like to be the one-person juror who decides if it's going to be the Bali Schoolie of the Year or the Gold Coast Carryover Champion, 133353, I've got a great prize from the sack. Marto.
All right, well, listen to some of the... Here's a few of the nominations now. You can't fault them, starting with this.
We don't need our stomach pumped. By the end of this, we didn't drink hard enough. Oh,
how many drinks do you reckon you might have had throughout the night?
Too many.
What are you getting up to while you're here?
Mischief. Lots and lots of mischief. Wow.
Oh, dear.
So much more freedom.
Yeah, because you don't think Mum and Dad will ever see the footage. Wrong.
I'm in Bali. I'm untouchable, and that's how they all felt.
Drink lots of me for 5 nights. I get blind as a...
Why did you come to Bali?
You get up and do adventure. Explore the temples.
Explore
the temples.
All right. Yeah, keep them going. How did they go over there in Bali?
I love scoreless Bali every day, baby.
$35. I got at least 15 vodka and cokes. I got 5 of these other things, and I'm not sure.
Cheap drinks. That's about it. Eh? It's cheap.
It's cheap, mate.
Who drinks vodka with Coke?
Clearly him.
Exotic. Have we got any more there?
Okay, so some good nominees. That's where we're going with this.
Good nominees.
They nailed it down to one from Bali. It's got to be. Right. I want a two-person runoff. I want like a US presidential-style runoff here.
All right, we'll go this guy. He's been there for 5 or 6 days. Obviously, he's had
a great time.
I don't know whether he's sober, but we'll put him in the mix anyway.
I'm here to drink alcohol and only alcohol because I'm responsible.
Oh, bless.
You know why he was saying that? Because they said, what drugs have you taken? And he just denied all use of drugs.
That's good. Okay, we've got Mark from Thornlands. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Ed. How you doing, mate?
Welcome aboard. You're our North Korean juror. There's only one person on this jury and someone will be guilty. So, Marto and Robin are going to lay out the two nominees. It's Gold Coast versus Bali, and it's your choice, mate, to see who will be our official final last call Schoolie of the Year. Are you ready to go, Mark?
Righto.
All right, okay. He's our current champion.
We have the goon sack and we are charging on.
Traditional.
And this is our Bali... winner of Bali.
I'm here to drink alcohol and only alcohol because I'm responsible.
Right, Mark, you've heard the case both for and against. Are you, Mark from Thornlands? Would you like to hear them again?
No, I think clear winner is the beauty of where you can drink anywhere in the world.
Oh, wow.
I'd still go the Aussie in the goon sack.
Oh, yeah!
He's done it.
Well done, Mark. I agree with you.
It was the extra passion. You're right.
It was. Yeah. And who says marching on or charging on?
That's charging on.
So, Mark, congratulations.
Well, Mark's the real winner.
Yeah, he got himself a World Cup 2015 cricket cap signed by Michael Clarke, captain of the team, Mark. Well, congratulations.
Wow. Perfect. Marvellous.
Yeah, well played. Well, as our schoolie would say,
we have a goon sack. And we are charging on.
There we go.
Well, we were just in the quiz. It was all stuff around questions around things that I like. And one of them was about Australia's sweetheart, Chappelle Corby, who's back in town. And Robin and Mudder, you were asking each other, where is she? We haven't seen her for a while.
No. Well, she had that broken leg. I was hoping she'd recovered and she's back.
I think
so. Probably near the Gold Coast Marathon next year, I'd say.
opening ceremony.
I'll have a look on Instagram because that's where she is usually quite prolific. However,
no, you may not need to. We've got Sean from Beenleigh. Sean.
G'day, mate.
I believe you may have something for us.
Mate, I've seen Chappelle and the infamous Mercedes at the Beenleigh pub watching Fat Pizza. about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and they wrote her off big time.
and they what off big
don't
time?
Don't ask. No, don't ask.
They wrote her off. They gave her heat.
Oh, they did. Oh, no, don't do that. Nice. Let them live their lives.
Nah, it was funny. It was unreal.
Like, what do you mean? What were they having a crack about?
Oh, just about everything. Just about what happened over there and what she's been doing. And
nah, she could tour with Mark Jackson or something, or Warwick Kappa.
Mercedes, right.
Kappa and Corby. Kappa on the road.
Yeah. Corby.
What night of the week? I don't watch a lot of Fat Pizza. Sean, what night was it?
Tuesday night or something.
Out on a Tuesday. What does the Beanley Pub do on a Tuesday usually? Is it trivia night or what?
Not a lot.
Not enough.
Not a lot, no.
All right.
No.
Okay. Wow. All right. Open the sack,
please.
Hold on, this isn't pervy.
What were they wearing?
I can't remember, mate, but it wasn't real attractive, I don't think.
No editorialising, Sean. Open it up, Brendo.
Open the sack.
Yep. Inside you will find, Shawnee, you got yourself a $10 each way bet on Mark War's horse Uptown Lad, which is racing at Rose Hill tomorrow. Thanks to you,
beautiful.
Ben.
Beautiful. I was going to bet on that one anyway.
Can I just share something from Chappelle's Instagram? She's posted a photo of herself and she's gone and it says, I'm 40 years old and only just found out that this little piggy went to the market was not going food shopping.
Oh, wow.
That's what she's posting on social media. So clearly she's not doing anything that's exciting or interesting.
She's a beat poet.
Yep.
She's the first Instagram beat poet, and I like it.
Good on you, Sean. That is all thanks to UBet as well. Check UBet's money back offer for racing at Doomben this Saturday. UBet.com. Gamble responsibly.
Can I just check one more thing with Sean? Sean?
Oh, God. Yep.
Did they go into the pokey lounge? What were they up to?
No, they were just there drinking. Trying to hide from everyone.
Bourbon or rum? What were they drinking?
I have no idea, mate.
Can you leave Sean alone? He's done
I didn't get that close.
Oh, right.
He's done a lot of work. He's done a lot of good work for us. Thank you, Shawnee.
He's been well paid.
No worries.
The game is Brush with an Origin player. When have you had a brush with an Origin player in your life? Jeremy from Mount Warren Park. Jeremy.
Hey, boys. And Robin, how are you?
Yeah, we're well, mate. Who was the Origin player first?
It was Sam Bacco.
Oh, what a good one.
Good one. What was the brush?
So I played football up Mount Tambourine for the Mount Tambourine Bush Rats back in 96 and 97, and Sam Bacco was our coach and captain.
He was still playing in 96.
That's right. I think he was well into his 40s by then, and he still intimidated everyone else on the field.
What type of... Was he playing fullback?
No, he was playing front row, and he would play for about 15 minutes a game, and he still killed it. I seen him drag five fully grown men, 10 metres over the line to score a try one day.
Wow. You know, Sam, that is Jeremy, that is exactly what we're talking about. Have a 4X visor.
On top of that, we won the premiership in 96.
And
Sam said that was his greatest football moment ever.
Wow. That is wonderful.
Really?
That is a wonderful story, Jeremy. Bush Rats
96. Did you question him a little bit further about that, Jeremy?
No, not too much. We focused on our own team and what we were doing.
Mate. Bush Rats 96. Jeremy, congratulations. You got a 4X visor.
Excellent.
It's just flopped out of the sack. No, it's signed by Kevy Walters, Trevor Gilmister and Mark Coyne and Willie Kahn.
Oh, here it is.
Happy
Well played, Jeremy. That's the game we're playing. Brush with an Origin star. It doesn't have to be on the field. I actually prefer it if it was out in the community somewhere.
That's right.
Jackie of Regent's Park, have you had a brush with a Bronco or an Origin player?
I have. It's not as exciting as the last one, I was an 18-year-old working at downtown Toyota at Wynnum. I had to go to the Morningside branch, and when I got there, a lovely gentleman by the name of Kevy Walters opened the door for me.
Classic. How many years ago was that, Jackie?
Probably going back about 17 years ago now.
You still remember it. You still remember what a gentleman he was.
At least you're honest.
I do.
At least you're honest. It wasn't as exciting as the other one.
But hang on. But it speaks to Kevy's character.
Yeah.
Do you know? I don't know what he was doing at the Toyota dealership.
Was he working there? Was he opening the doors for everyone?
Well, he might have been.
Between jobs.
I think he might have been getting a new car, maybe.
Toyota Corona at that point. What a beautiful vehicle that was. Mark Waugh's got a horse called Uptown Lad. Jackie's got herself a $10 each way bet on that one, thanks to our friends
Race
at Ubet.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Ubet.com. And let's move on to Jordan from Ipswich. Jordan.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Yeah. Who was it? Which Origin player?
Gordy Tullis.
Oh, yeah.
What'd he do?
Was it the Regatta Hotel?
The Zorball competition, the last one you guys had. He knocked me out.
Oh, the ball rush where we, everyone was just inside the balls. Yeah, Geordie, I remember you. He almost killed you.
Yeah, he did. He sent me into the air. It was good.
Like, legit knocked you out.
Oh, yeah.
No, he took Geordie out. We had this big bull rush competition. Everyone was in Zorb balls, Robin. And Geordie, I remember that. I was commentating.
Geordie was in a sumo suit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he took a dislike to Geordie because he'd stepped him on the last run. So he said, leave him to me. Leave him to me. Oh, well played. That was a good memory. Actually, that video was good fun. It should be on the website somewhere.
Was.
Hey, Geordie, you got yourself Uptown Lad, Mark Waugh's horse. You bet. Thanks to You Bet. You got a $10 each way bet. It's running tomorrow at Rose Hill. So good luck with that.
Awesome, guys. Thanks very much.
Cheers,
and
mate.
And finally, let's go to Troy. I could do with something better, to be honest with you. I'm enjoying myself, but this I need a higher standard. Troy from Battery Hill. Brush with an Origin player.
Yeah, mate. We were on Bribey Island one day enjoying festivities for Christmas, and I've got 11 kids, by the way. So
Oh my God.
It was quite busy, and Alfie was very generous. He wandered over with two seafood trays from his restaurant and said, would you like these guys?
Oh.
Crab, the whole lot. Box and dice and signed autographs from my boys and then took them down the beach and had a game of touch.
What? Wow.
Back it up a bit. So Troy,
with all his stuff.
You got 11 kids, you're on the beach, yep. And Alfie Lang has wandered out of his own restaurant with free seafood and then a game of touch footy.
Yeah, he was having his Christmas party and he was on a hired boat and just wandered across with two trays and signed autographs, got photos, and then took them down.
You're on the western side, so he wasn't working, so you were on bribe because he's up further near Caloundra there. Yeah, God.
Yeah, no, we were up at Caloundra right with him, and he just hopped off the boat, come over out of the blue, and just offered us two trays, and then said we had to game a touch later, and had a massive game of touch with all his staff, and had a couple of beers with him, and
the game of touch was he wearing budgie smugglers? Remember, he used to love budgie smugglers.
I tell you what, mate, he didn't miss me.
What happened?
Did not miss me.
No,
every time I picked the ball up, whack. Did not miss me.
Well, he's turning into a game of tackle.
Oh, yeah. No,
he loves a wrestle.
Good value.
What a great story that is.
What a guy. Yeah, no, legend, mate.
And can I just ask, 11 kids.
Oh, yeah. I've got an amazing wife.
So she has had all 11 children.
Well, it's a bit of a partridge sort of story. We've got 5 from my wife's first marriage. I had 3. Now we've had another 3 girls. So we've got 7 girls and 4 boys.
Wow. Good Lord.
Wow. Yes, she deserves a medal. Yes, she does.
Yeah, so nine of them live with us. So she's very busy. I'm always working. So.
Terry, it's Troy, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah, it is Troy.
Yeah.
Troy, don't call me Terry.
No, I won't. Sorry. you made a lot of people feel a lot better about their lives. Thanks, mate.
Kind of Troy,
mate, there's lots of joy in those children, I can tell you.
Right. What are we giving him, Ed?
Yeah, Troy, you got yourself the Brisbane Broncos training jersey worn. It's even got Big Dave Taylor's blood on it. Congratulations, Troy.
Oh, sensational. My boys will be absolutely pumped.
Yeah, they can fight over it.
Would you wash this?
No, with the blood on it. That makes it authentic.
Well done, Troy.
And if you want to...
Oh, don't smell it.
It doesn't smell
really. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
Brisbane's been buzzing the last couple of days with everyone trying to track down this missing person after Ed Cavalli put a report out on Wednesday during our show that there was only one listener from his 4 years of working in Triple M in Brisbane that he wanted to speak to.
That's exactly right, Robin. Now, I don't know if you've ever spoken to this illustrious gentleman before, but he is, I've been thinking about this, and of all the people we've spoken to, and we speak to some great people with some great stories, there was one man whose name stood out among all of the others.
He's a giant amongst giants.
I know of him. I've never spoken to him.
We have spoken of him, but you've never spoken to him.
No, that's right.
And I believe that we have tracked him down. Can I say hello to Terry from Kalanga.
G'day, Ed. How are you, mate?
Oh, nice. Terry.
Hello, Robin.
Where have you been, Terry? How did we find you again? Well, we were told you just rang before.
Oh, I had to go into hiding, mate.
Too famous? Or?
I was going walking up the street and I had beady eyes looking at me all the time.
So yeah, did somebody ring you and tell you? Are you still listening, Terry? I've been told you've even moved interstate, so you didn't hear it on the radio, our search for you.
No, I didn't hear it because I've moved down to Sydney at the beginning of the year. So I heard a few of your first shows, then I've moved.
Yeah.
So, but I've had people ringing me, mates and that, that's still in Brisbane, have been ringing up and texting me saying, you need to ring Ed. So I heard you're right, a popular boy.
you are, in my eyes, Terry, there's no one greater. All right, Tez, it's my last show. If you wouldn't mind, Terry, as if we've never heard it before, topic of du jour was a couple of years ago, Marto, and you were complaining because you're on your bike and the magpie season had started early, correct?
And I'd lost a fair bit of blood below my right eye and my daughter almost lost her eye. And we said, that is enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, Robin,
we've got to do something.
As usual, I was calling for a...
cull.
A cull. A magpie.
Yeah, see, I knew that without even being prompted, yes.
A magpie cull. Uh-huh. And I said, surely there must have... Boy, has anyone ever had a situation where... How have people dealt with magpies in the past? And we took a call from Terry from Kalanga, and he's on the line again. Yeah. Now, Terry, remind everybody what happened with the magpies at your school, please.
Well, it was about 1987, I think. We're in school in Grafton, and we're all sitting in one of those little demountables next to the playing field. And the school principal came in and knocked on the door and said to everyone, be calm, you're going to hear a loud noise, but don't worry about it. So the next thing is there's two police officers walked across the field.
Police officers in uniform, and what were they carrying?
In uniform, and walked across the field with shotguns, and then there was two loud bangs, a pile of feathers in the air, and no more magpies.
And Terry, as we asked you before, and did anyone get swooped after that?
No. No more swooping, mate.
No, they didn't.
That's part two of the story. You didn't get the other part. Where they left the high school, because we were in a high school, down at the local primary school. They had the same situation next to the bus stop. Yeah. So all the kids were lining up to get onto the bus, and the police went down and did the same thing.
Oh, what a day.
Day for magpies in Grafton, mate.
So how many magpies made the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of the Grafton school system?
Mate, probably about four, I think, on that day.
They started.
Strong message to the others. Strong message to the others, Terry.
Where's Stewie and Diane? Oh, mate, the cops got them. We've got around. Further up the coast.
Terry, it is such... it gets better every time I hear it, Terry. Thank you so much. As a token of my love and affection, we've got a Michael Clark, Australian One Day International cap that we'd love you to have, Terry. It's signed by Michael Clark. We'd love you to have that as a token of our appreciation.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Good luck with your new life in New South Wales. And once again, thank you so much for being my favourite caller ever to Brisbane Triple M.
That's all right, mate. I'll have to listen to you when you get down here on the radio. See you, mate.
This Ed Cavalli, I think, is going to be very special for you.
G'day, Ed. It's Wally Lewis here, mate. Well, I've got to say, it certainly is very sad news to see that you're going away from Triple M, mate. It really has been a pleasure and a privilege to actually listen to you guys. It made getting up and getting out of bed so much easier every morning, although I'm not the easiest person to talk to first thing in the daytime, but when I got the chance to come in there and meet you folks, it certainly was a real indication that the rest of the day was going to be a lot of fun. Oh. We're going to miss you, mate, and we look forward to catching up with you the next time. Anytime you want to come back to Brisbane, come and see us.
That is genuine. You know, for a kid growing up in Brisbane and going to Broncos training as I used to and watching them train and absolutely adoring King Wally Lewis, that is genuinely lovely. Thank you, King Wally.
Finally, what the tears pleasure. Are starting.
No, not yet.
Marto, Ed and Robbins, Sports All In.
Where are you going tomorrow night, Robin?
I'm going to the Rugby League World Cup. Australia versus England.
Try to find some news about it. Like, even the Rugby League paper, the Daily Telegraph, it's all about Jarryd Hayne and Mitchell Pearce.
Why, though? Like, why do... I mean, this is the thing. If people really don't care about Jarryd Hayne anymore, why is he taking up so much space and why are so many people talking about him?
All right. Well, who did I just ring while that song was
you
on?
Just rang a mate of yours who you claimed was a Parramatta supporter.
Huge Parramatta fan.
Yeah, and you Lindsay. Said, I only have a couple of seconds. I need a, you know, yes or no answer. And you said, are you happy that Jarryd Hayne is coming to Parramatta? At which he said...
No.
And then you hung up.
Yeah, well, then I said, I haven't got time to talk to you anymore. No, he's been a lifetime. And like a lot of people in Brisbane, I reckon when Parramatta play the Broncos, that's the biggest non-Broncos crowd of the year.
Yeah, I think you're
right.
There's
so many fans here, and I would reckon that not one of those Parramatta fans wants him. You think, like, I like watching Parramatta this year. They've got Clint Gutherson and Bevan French. They've already got fullbacks. That's the last thing they needed was Jarryd Hayne, yet they're going to spend $500,000 just to make him happy.
He'll play six.
Yeah, maybe. Who they got at six, Brendo?
Moses?
No, Moses halfback. Yeah. Corey Norman?
Corey That's Norman was brilliant Corey this year. Yeah, he's better know. Than Hayne.
I don't know.
Anyway, but why would they do it? They could get what you deserve.
I think it's really good news for the Titans. That gives them heaps of salary
cap. $1 million.
So yeah, are they still paying him till the 31st of December?
No, I think that's disappeared,
that,
yeah. hasn't it?
I think so too. I didn't read anything yesterday that said that he was still going to get paid. But either way, you know.
He did an honourable thing by telling them early. But he could have waited until mid-Jan or early January to tell them, and then he would have picked up that $180,000 we were talking about. So he's bolted now.
Yeah, which is fair enough. Yeah. And the big one in the cricket is that this is such a weird story. So Ben Stokes is in New Zealand to play for Canterbury, and they think that he's going to come over and play the third test in Perth.
What's your feel on it?
Oh, that he'll definitely play. And
but he'll be so underdone. He has not had a game of cricket since he punched those two blokes, allegedly. Oh, no, not allegedly. I saw it.
It's on video.
You don't have to allege that.
How freaked out are we these days? Yeah. We have to say allegedly for things that we've seen on video. I don't want to go out on a limb, but I think the Titanic might be in trouble. I don't think it's going to make its journey. Allegedly. I don't know. Hey, the other one, too, I want to throw up is the World Cup drawers tomorrow morning. So this
soccer.
Is when the Socceroos. Yeah, the Socceroos will find out. It's at 1 a.m. if you want to get up, at the Kremlin if you want to go. But there is.
Is that where they're doing the World Cup draw? At the Kremlin?
Oh, mate. Yeah.
Money. Yeah. We have some pretty pics. Yeah. You know, lots of turrets.
Selfies, yeah.
And so the Socceroos are in pot four, which is technically the lowest pot, but because it's all screwed around, there is a chance that we could get an okay. Our World Cup could be over tomorrow morning, or we could be in with a massive shout.
Wow.
It's the most open World Cup since the 60s. It's fantastic.
Do you think we could get a coach at some time soon? Any chance?
Jarryd Hayne?
Ooh.
There you go.
I have one last little sporty bit, and it's about the Ashes, which start tomorrow. Triple M are broadcasting it, of course, again. Now, the pink ball test. The big thing, the big news that came out of Adelaide yesterday was Cameron Bancroft, the person who has the heaviest head in the Western Australian Shield team, revealed how they did it. And I was wondering scientific measurements.
How do you measure a... Okay, weight of a head, I would say you put it in water, you take it out, displacement of water. And you use your breasts.
You'd think that would be how a university would do it. And I thought that's how they must have done it. But no, it's just the Western Australia players apparently lay on the ground in their weights room and put their head on their head on the scales. And he came up with the highest register.
Is that sports science? Is that Stephen Dank? Is Dank involved in that? I don't know. Man. Well, guys, another great announcement the other day. The Brisbane Zip Line.
So cool.
It's going to officially take place. And you know that there'll be a big ceremony where it's cut the ribbon. And while he was there yesterday launching the Zip Line, the Lord Mayor Graham Quirk had this to say.
I'm here to drink alcohol and only alcohol because I'm responsible.
That's not him. That was a schoolie.
Who did that?
Lord Mayor.
You owed me that.
Should we talk proper first?
Yeah, yes. Let's talk proper. Let's talk about your zip line, which just sounds fantastic.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, good morning to you, Ed, Marto and Robin. Well, look, the zip line, I think, will be a great asset for the city. We're going to have two zip lines, in fact, a treetop zip line, which is what I've called the sort of Tarzan swinging through the trees style right. zip line. And the other one will be the what's called a mega zip, which is above the tree line, and that'll get the views of the city. So the first one's a 1,400 metre length, and the other one's a 1,500 metre length.
All right, so one of them's going to J.C. Slaughter Falls and one of them's going to the Botanical Gardens, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And when will they be available?
Well, probably the middle of 2019. There's about, you know, probably a year's approvals involved in all of these things because the sensitivity of Mount Coota.
Well, that's a zip line. I'm a bit concerned about something to do with your cousin, Mr. Quirk. I don't know whether he's been training hard enough. Have you been monitoring his daily sessions? He seems to be going out a lot and accepting awards, etc.
Yeah, was he looking a bit beefy last night, was he?
I saw him with his shirt off.
No, it doesn't look beefy. It just looks like he's distracted.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his training regime is all going according to plan, is what I'm hearing. And I can only believe what I'm told in that department. So, but yeah, he has. He's been in demand. I guess that's what happens when you become a world champion in any field. You get the calls, and Jeff tries to fulfil obligations where he can.
Too all nice. Right, Lord Mayor, we do. You've got a city to run, so you better wander off.
Oh, hold on.
Ed, just want to wish you, mate, all the very, very best for the future. And can I apologise for any sort of misgivings I've made of you over the time? And
the time you snubbed me at the town hall, pretending
moments on air.
Just the time you pretended you didn't know who I was at the town hall in front of all my acting friends made me look stupid. That wasn't the best day of my life.
I had a day with him when we went and inspected the Legacy Tunnel, Ed, and I took along Sam, who's, 5'9". He said, "Oh, and this is Ed, is it?" Now, Sam's balding and 5'9".
He's a wonderful commentator.
It was a slow start, you two.
But we've come good. You're an excellent...
We've warmed up.
We've warmed up beautifully. Look, this is the last thing I'll say. I don't know if you read your history, Lord Mayor of Brisbane, but quick quiz. Who was the first person to officially test the roller coaster at the top of the Meyer building, the Dragon roller coaster? Who was the first person to officially test that? Do you remember who that was?
That would have to be Ed Cavalier.
All I'm saying is, if you need someone to test the zip line, when I went on the roller coaster, it was me and a big sack. If you need someone to get next to a sack in the zip line, I'm available.
Do you want a blindfold with that as well, Ed? Or are you okay?
It's getting North Korean. I don't want a blindfold. All right, Lord Mayor, it's been a pleasure.
Good on you, Ed. All the best to you, mate. And thanks, Marto and Robin.
See
you. World Cup final tomorrow, Marto.
Oh, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And what a year this bloke's had. As captain, won the NRL Premiership. As captain, won the Origin. Broke the record of Darren Lockyer for most games of NRL played. And just 2 days ago, won the Golden Boot Award. Best rugby league player on planet Earth. His second one. The first one he won in 2007. What a man. Wow. Cam Smith, good morning.
G'day, Marto. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Actually, just before we start, I was told we weren't going to talk about any footy. I thought I was here to say a big congratulations to Ed for his last show.
Thank you, Cam. But
well done, mate.
Thank you, Cam. I appreciate that. I understand that you and I will be doing a lap together in Suncorp Stadium after the World Cup final. Is that true?
Is that planned?
Well, as far as I know.
That's the first I've heard of it.
I've booked the Hilux. I've got the tray ready. So, you know, Scotty Sattler's agreed to drive it around for us. So, what do you reckon?
I might see you there, mate. Yeah, right.
Hey, let's talk some rugby league.
Talk some rugby league. Cam Smith, when you were about 13 and 14, did you always look to play for the Crushers? Is that where you thought you'd end up?
No, I didn't. No, I... no.
Didn't aspire to that?
I was a big Broncos fan, but ended up playing way down south in Victoria, guys. So, it's funny how it's all panned out. Obviously, the storm went around when I was a young fella. I was a mad Broncos fan, always wanted to play for them, but headed south, and it's all panned out really well, hasn't it?
Seems to have.
Yeah, so far. Doing well for you.
So far, so good, I reckon. Yeah.
Tell us about tomorrow night. You're going to absolutely smash the Poms.
Oh, look, that'd be nice, Robin, but... They've improved nicely over the tournament. We've sort of kept an eye on them quite closely over the tournament, although they've been in away from where we've been playing. But they've got a big forward pack. They've got some wonderful outside backs, and obviously coached by the great Wayne Bennett. So they'll be up for a big one tomorrow night. This is the first time they've been involved in the World Cup final since '95, I believe. So they'll be looking to try and get some silverware in their cabinet back over in the UK.
Wayne would like nothing better than to beat the Australian side.
Did you see him whinging this morning?
toing and froing about the coaching role, and now he's saying that there's too many players in the ruck. He's really – Wayne Bennett, I believe, is the most fired up for this game, Cam Smith.
Yeah, I reckon he would be. I don't think he'd mind getting one over Big Mal Meninga, actually.
What was the origin of their semi-feud? Do you remember what – was there a trigger point?
Oh, I've got no idea. I think it was around when maybe Wayne wanted the – Kangaroos coaching role,
yeah.
And then Mel ended up getting it. I think that may be what it was about, but the big fella in camp, Mel, he hasn't really spoken about it too much, but I'm sure he'd be pretty keen to win this one tomorrow.
Hey, Cam, there's been a lot of focus on, so we saw what happened with in the Tonga game, and there's been a lot of focus on in and around the bunker and the use of the video referee. This is the head of the World Cup final, the head of the video referees had this to say about his approach to the game. Your thoughts on that? your response, well, Cameron Smith?
Let's just hope we don't have to go up to the bunkers, guys.
Troy.
It's going to be fun. Well. Saturday night, Cameron Smith, legend of Queensland and Australian Rugby League. We can't wait to speak to you soon. Thanks, buddy.
No worries. Thank you, guys. Make sure you get out to the game, too.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be there. Lots of tickets available so people can still come and support you guys. Good luck, Cam.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games, and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Lots of celebrities been calling through for you today as well.
Big name,
Ed,
right?
Wally Lewis just left a lovely message for you. We've heard from Kevvy Walters, ABC's Craig Zonka called through, and you have already heard this one from The Wiz.
Warren Kappa here, Triple M, in case you'll be living in Kuwait. Ed Cavalier last day. Poor old bugger. I made him famous on Joy of Sets. I called it Joy of Sex with Warwick Kappa. Book me now for a Wiz bid or appearance, Chris Party on Wiz39Kappa@gmail.com.
What?
And guess what, Ed? I love you like a brother, but I am from Tasmania. Warwick Kappa rocks. Triple M, you ripper.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God.
Now, we did record that yesterday. That was only 20 seconds of about, I reckon, 10 minutes. And 9 of those minutes were plugs for his own businesses.
Yeah.
So let's continue. If you want to book the Wiz, here's how you do it.
Warwick Kappa here. Book me now on Wiz39Kappa@gmail.com. That's 1Z for Christmas parties. Guest DJ, Bucks Nights and Hens Nights. I've got 10 booked, but I wouldn't want 16. Booking out for a Christmas party.
Thanks to
Triple M.
Okay, so what does he do? He just turns up.
He turns up and says, I saw him one night at a Gold Coast nightclub. He gets on the stage and just goes, Warwick Kappa, whoa! Did that 3 times and walked off.
let's not forget, when he was a stripper...
Yes.
And this is something Tony and I would talk about all the time on Get This. He was a stripper, but he had very strict rules. Mm-hmm. He would strip in a garage, but he would not strip on grass.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Donna. It's good to hear from you again. You'll hear from Donna a bit today. Top of 27 degrees, some showers about. Because it is your last day, Ed Cavalier, your favourite ever phoney you've done with this is coming up after 6:30, which is?
Brush with an Origin start. Now, this is something that we did, Marto. Geez, you went with us, Robin, a few years ago, and it was just around the Origin time, and it was just anything, Robin, not football related. Anytime you'd encountered an Origin star, past or present.
So,
in
if you went
life.
To Tony Curry Tyres at Morningside,
remember the there was a bouncer at the Sofitel who called up and said he used to be a bouncer at the Sofitel, and one year Kevvy and Alfie rocked up to come and to go into the Sofitel to go and have a drink. And Alfie tried to do a sort of Dukes of Hazzard roll across a cab landed face first on the cab and then face first on the ground.
Yeah.
And got up and everyone cheered and they went in.
Yeah.
You could also have Steve Renouf giving you a Diabetics Australia demonstration.
That's a brush. Not as exciting.
Absolutely. Well, it's not as fun as falling off a car.
No, but I'm just trying to open it out so that people kind of feel like they can have all experiences, good, bad and indifferent.
Artie's dead. 167, I think there are, former Origin greats.
Wow. Yes. So
there's lots of brush chances.
Yeah, and because there's a wonderful prize coming from my special prize sack for the best one today as well.
What about if Brad Myers came into your hardware store and bought some nails off you?
You would be on the board. You would be on the board.
Okie doke.
look, Ed Cavalier, you are off today. We don't want to get soppy. We don't want to get emotional because we are having a fun day. But we do want to look back at some of the times you really made us belly laugh.
Well, I've worked with Ed for a while now, but this year was the first time Robin met Ed.
You're much taller than I thought you were. I only ever see you sitting down on telly.
Yes, that's right. Most people only ever see me sitting down on television or lying face down at the South Bank Beach with a little hole that I've cut out and filled with sunscreen.
Yeah, man.
One constant in a brekkie studio is reading the day's papers, and Ed has his favourite.
Everyone's favourite Northern Territory newspaper.
Beautiful.
Just to see who's got a crocodile and whose top has fallen off. And a
9.36 DD.
That's right. They don't have the stars. You don't have the Aries. They just got the results from overnight.
With his wife expecting their first baby, Ed was never far away from a gag.
We went to the obstetrician, and he's looking in the tummy, and you know, there's like a little sack with the baby in it. And he turns to my wife, Tiff, and says, "Oh, that's great. You've got a nice, healthy sack." And I said, "Well, that makes two of us, doesn't it?"
He also has a weird fascination with Warwick Capper.
We do love Ed.
You're all right with him having a semi-naked photo on his phone of you?
Of course.
Yeah.
He's got a good sort of permissive just like myself.
So I see a bit of wife swapping going on here.
Nothing wrong with that, mate. No.
And as a new father, Ed has a few things to learn, like all new parents. Actually, grade 7 camp is in about 2 weeks. Thanks for the reminder.
Where are they going? Syria?
Not this year.
No, that's next
not after
year's
last year. Good on you, Ed Cavalier. You'll always be a friend of the show and a complete weirdo.